This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. When you imagine the archetype of the traditional Christmas tree, maybe you envision one of those model railroads circling the base. Well, in this next story, we visit a club dedicated to model trains that's a lot more involved than that. The Railroad Model Club of Atlanta may be one of the city's best-kept secrets. It's more than 7 decades old, and it's been operating from the same location for nearly that entire time. WABE's Kate Sweeney paid a visit.
Well, it's just one of those things that folks don't ask, is there a model railroad downtown? We've been here since 1946. No signs hanging over the sidewalk. We're just here.
This is David Payne, the club's vice president. Not only has the group been meeting every Monday night at this exact spot on Edgewood Avenue for nearly 70 years, they own the building. Old Fourth Distillery down on the first floor is the club's new tenant in what's become a rather hip up-and-coming neighborhood. Upstairs, things are still running as they have for years.
This is the same train you saw go by earlier. It'll come around and pass Black Gap, Lakeland, and then it'll swing around and come behind you here at Clayton. And then it'll come back around again over there where Pete is. Usually the first time, the scope of it is just overwhelming. You come up here and it's just, you know, wall-to-wall train.
Filling this 24 by 73 foot room. That's a space about as big as a Starbucks. There's just one extremely narrow walkway along the side for visitors to observe trains from. The 1,600 plus feet of track even extend over the top of the small bathroom. Many club members reach their stations by crawling under the setup through a series of tunnels. And mind you, these are guys mostly in their 60s and 70s. Anyway, ask anyone here, this is not a passive night of sitting and watching the old trains go by.
We don't do that. We actually work, do railroad work. My name is Bob Pepple, and I am nominally the president of this organization.
He really is the president. He's just being self-deprecating.
I have had a lifelong love of trains. This gives me the satisfaction of actually operating a real railroad. Yeah, following a schedule is one thing. That's important. You have to plan your moves. You have a train, you stop and leave off 3 cars. You got to put those cars in a specific location. They go to a specific industry.
158, wait at Signal Bridge.
It actually takes a minimum of 6 to 7 people to operate this track, 8 to 9 to make it run beautifully.
I have been in love with trains for as long as I can remember. I learned to count by counting the wheels on steam locomotives. My father taught me how to identify steam locomotives by the wheel arrangements when I was a very small child. And this is the closest I'll ever come to actually running a train.
Keep right in.
38's cleared to river.
We have the roundhouse. Behind the roundhouse is a brick structure, which is a power plant. And we send loaded coal cars to the power plant to coal can be burned to generate steam and power. And then we'll pull the empty cars out and then put full cars in to replace them. Across the way here is the Inslee passenger terminal, which is a model of the depot in Stuttgart, Germany. And you can... If you come a little bit over, you can actually see the chandelier.
It was one of the club's early members who built the passenger depot, says Dan Mansfield, probably after seeing Stuttgart Station during military service in World War II. This model has been operating in this exact spot in Atlanta's old Fourth Ward since the mid-40s.
I mean, when you look at some of the things they did 65 years ago, it's really amazing.
This is David Payne again.
These switches have a motor. That's the motor that controls the switch.
A switch is a spot where 2 lines of track meet. Model trains built today are automated. You hit a button and the tracks switch. But here, a nest of electrical wires control all the switches, except for some of the very first that were built. These are completely mechanical.
There's a lever connected to the lever is a wire. That wire runs to a pulley. So when you pull the lever, it affects the weight, causes the lever to change, and moves the switch.
Rube Goldberg devices like this were the inventions of the men who started up this club. The work of guys, says David Payne, with a lot more time on their hands than we tend to have today.
I mean, we're talking about guys who may or may not have had a television at home. And when they got off work on Monday, they came to the Model Railroad Club and stayed down here for 3 or 4 hours. Most of the time, we only stay a couple hours.
And some nights, precious minutes of those hours are devoted to troubleshooting.
Is it the other one shorting you?
I've got this one.
There you go. There you go.
Just all sorts of things can go wrong. And if it ever craps out on us, we're in big trouble.
There have been nights they've had to stop to solder wires from one rail to another in order to resupply current to a stretch of track, or spent hours troubleshooting an arcane piece of wiring gone wrong. But for tonight, things look good. The track shorts out at one spot, holding things for a minute or so, but they clear that up quickly, and these eight men are able to get back to what they love best.
You want to just run a couple of trains, David? Good. Start the schedule? All right. Everybody go to your positions and we'll start.
Okay. Cab B. How about let's taking...
Pete Sweeney, WABE.